Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cafe Esoterica Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Come on in, pull up a cozy chair, and listen to wonderment as we bring you the most enlightened guests on web radio. I am your hostess with the mostest, Sean Cohen. That's me, a psychic, medium, metaphysician, author of 4 books, teacher of esoteric knowledge for 37 years and counting, which is why I am so proud and honored to bring you the authors and practitioners in the know from the Mind, Body, and Spirit Compendium of Life, as well as experts in divination and holistic healing, fabulous tarot readers, wise and profound astrologers, and even the odd rock star, just for your edification and enlightenment. We've been on hiatus, but we're back in the saddle again and raring to go for our 4th season of Cafe Esoterica Radio, broadcasting to you live every Thursday at 7 to 8:30 p.m. UK time, 2 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and worldwide, so find your time zone and dive in. Want to be part of the show? Please do. Call in on our new number, which is 858-956-3204. Chat in our chat room, which is located at the end of our landing page on Blog Talk Radio. If you don't find it there, just refresh your page and it will appear.
Can't
catch us live? Not to worry. You can find us on many formats like TuneIn, Podbean, Stitcher, and now Spotify. And you can watch me simultaneously broadcast our show every week live on YouTube. Just go to YouTube.com, put in the search Cafe Esoterica Radio, and you'll see me there live talking to you. So grab your latte, your cappuccino, perhaps a herbal tea, and your best friend, and trip the light fantastic with us once more. And as always, your table is reserved. So come on in.
Come on in. Hello, hello, hello. We are simultaneously broadcasting on YouTube. So if you want to see my lovely guest, Petey Silvera, and myself, here we are. Okay, we're trying to fit into one camera frame here, but here, come over here, Petey. Sneak in.
Hi.
Say hi.
Hey.
Okay, Petey's my guest today. She's in from Florida over here in London, and this is Cafe Esoterica Radio, and I am your hostess with the most, is Sean Cohen. Now, let's just have a little peeky-poo over here at Blog Talk Radio. We had a person, but they hung up. Folks, would you like to speak to my guest? I hope you will. She's a past life regressionist, as well as an author and a spiritual teacher and a Kundalini yoga teacher. And she's written a couple books, and we're going to talk about everything today. I haven't even introduced her properly. I will. Her name is Petey Silvera. And I was on Petey's show. She had her own Blog Talk Radio show called Pathway, New Pathway to Healing. And it was wonderful. Couple years back, and now she's come over here with her lovely husband Ron, who's sitting in my living room. Say hi, Ron.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. We're in London. Cheers. And they've come all the way from Florida, and here we are. We're going to do the show live, and with my lovely friend Petey. Isn't this great? So you see, we see you in the chat room here on Facebook. I hope that people in YouTube land will tune in. If you want to see us live and you can't somehow do it, you're listening out there in broadcast land, go to YouTube.com, go to Cafe Esoterica Radio. I'm seeing myself but not Petey here. Let's do that. That's better. That's better. Now we're both here. Okay. And so what's going to happen is, let me move my Prosecco. Yes, I am having some. So we're going to have a blast tonight. That's what we're going to do. It is, as the crow flies, 7:05 UK time. Okay? So let's talk about a couple things, right? Hello, Facebook. Say something in the chat. let us know you can hear us, right? So this is my script, which I do every show because, you know, the brain tends to wander. So if you would like to speak to the lovely PD or myself, or just call in and talk about our theme today, is going to be a couple things, past life regression for sure. But we're also going to talk to PD about her work and the spiritual journey. And the number is, hi, nice to see you. Good program. Thank you. That's from India. That's from India.
Nice. Yeah.
We're heard on Blog Talk Radio, as PD probably knew this because she probably was, worldwide.
Yeah.
So I want to say a big hello to my people who bother to even listen. Thank you so much. We just picked up a lot of people in South America recently, Ecuador, believe it or not, right?
Yeah.
And hi, Russia. Hi, Middle East. Let's have peace all over the world tonight. We are in the Lionsgate energy, 8-8, and we'll talk about that a little bit too. Okay, so you want to call in? You can call the studio. And in fact, we had a caller. I hope they call back. And the number is 858-956-3204. That's our new number. We got a new number this year. If you're outside the United States, please dial the code, which is 001. Okay, many people have cheap calls these days, free calls, so this shouldn't be a problem. You are calling San Diego. Last time my number was in Long Island, New York.
Okay,
this time it's in San Diego. Okay, so I'd like to thank, first of all, before we begin the show, I'd really like to thank my guest, the rock and roll author, Richard Houghton, who was, I'm in his book, Led Zeppelin, I was there. My story got in his book.
That's cool.
I know, I'm in two books. I'm in David Bowie, I was there too. So if I die tomorrow, I've achieved everything I ever set out to do.
Fame and fortune.
Fame and fortune in the rock world. Okay. So, and can I just mention Richard's website? So, Richard, thank you very much for being my guest last week. I probably did most of the talking. I was so excited to talk to him about everything. He's written books on it for The Who, The Beatles, Pink Floyd, and he's working on one right now with Black Sabbath. So any of you people who like that Black Sabbath, please, by all means, get in touch with Richard. He's taking stories as we speak for his next book. And he's just also published one about the Smiths. So if you're a big Smith fan, I prefer the king of rock and roll, which was not Elvis, Led Zeppelin. Okay. I love Elvis too. Okay. So here we go. His website is all the W's, Richard M. Houghton, which is spelled HOUGHTON.com. And I will, super talking, very nice. Thank you. Well, at least they can hear us.
That's a good thing.
So Richard is looking for stories. So please get in touch with him. If you love rock and roll and you got a story about it, by all means, get in touch. He's a lovely man, and we wish him all the best. My next guest next week is going to be astrologer Linda Moon Zlotnick. Linda is a master astrologer. She's been doing charts and teaching for over 30 years. But one of the things that she specializes in, which we've never had on the show before, because I always have astrologers on a lot, is the death chart. It's very, very interesting when someone dies to see their chart and see if they completed their life's purpose. That's just one thing, you see, if there's any intrigue or family craziness. So I asked her to do my mother's, which she's probably still working on, because, you know, I have nothing but family intrigue. I'm sure it was a bad past life with those crazy people, but there you go. Okay, moving on. Now, this is the lovely PD. I'm going to read her bio, which is, she wrote me this, so this is PD. Silvera has over 30 years of combined experience as a marriage and family therapist, author, speaker, workshop leader, spiritual teacher, and Kundalini yoga instructor. She hosted a week talk show for over 5 years and interviewed industry leaders in spiritual and healing, in spirituality and healing, gaining over 500,000 listeners, which is fantastic. That is a real achievement, actually. Not that everything else wasn't, but that I know how hard that was. Okay. She paused the radio show 4 years ago to continue her speaking engagements, spiritual retreats, and to write her most recent book. Speaking to audiences around the country has allowed Petey to further connect the mind, body, and soul. Petey received her master's in marriage and family therapy from the University of Virginia, holds certification in NLP hypnotherapy, received intense training in past life regression from industry leader Dr. Brian Weiss, who is the absolute king. He's the guru. Mm-hmm. He's the man of past life regression, and maintains expert membership in the International Association of Regression for Regression Research and Therapies, Inc. In her private practice, workshops, and retreats, Petey guides thousands of clients to their path of healing and peace through the mind, body, and soul connection. Petey's newly published book, Guided by the Truth, Honoring the Light Within, we have the book. Shall we show a copy?
Yes.
Right there. Proudly displayed. And let YouTube have a glimpse. There you go. Okay. Is a teaching guide to remembering the afterlife to transform your future. She is also the author of Musings to Help the Soul Remember, that's the name of the title, a self-help journal comprised of 60 healing messages to create a profound shift in consciousness. Wow. In addition, she is a contributing author to the Amazon best-selling book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. Welcome, Petey.
Thank you,
Sean.
Good to be here with you.
It's so lovely. It's really lovely. We know each other from afar, and it's nice to know each other now in person.
It is.
Amazing.
Completely.
Amazing. So just as I mentioned these books, I did print out some of this stuff to show, because we do have video now. So if you wanted to get some of these books, I'm showing first here on the YouTube. This is what they look like. This is from Petey's website.
They're on Amazon.
And they're on Amazon, yes. So if you would like to. Now, let's go back. I always ask my lovely guests, my wise and honored guests, the first question, right? You can mm-hmm. read it with me. And it says, how did you begin your journey into all things spiritual and healing?
One of my favorites. So, shall I look here or at you?
I think you can look at them and
oh,
okay. I'll listen. You can look at me, but either way, whatever's comfortable.
So, I was raised in Virginia Beach, Virginia, right around the corner from the Edgar Cayce Institute. And my mother loved Edgar Cayce. So at the young age of 9 and 10, she used to take me over to the Institute, and I would go to seminars on past life regression. She had study groups at the house where I learned to meditate with these groups of adults. And we learned many things. I learned how to read auras there. I mean, so 9 and 10, right? This was my first foray into all of this, and I loved every piece of it. So I would go to the ARE, Edgar Cayce Institute, and I would sit up in the library with his readings, and I would just pick a topic, any topic, and I would read all of his readings that he wrote about, because he was brilliant, just brilliant. Wow. And they still are for today. So that was my first taste, and a big taste, years that I was very interested in all of this.
That's better. Look, we get both of us in. Okay. Oh. See, that's very interesting, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I've been to the Edgar Cayce Center. I went in 1984. I met a woman there who taught me past life. She was associated with the center and taught me past life regression in 1984. So isn't it weird that we, of all people, through time and space, we didn't know each other from the States, we met online, right?
Right.
You asked me to be on your show, and we have that in common, that linked to the Edgar Cayce Center.
Yes.
It was after my metaphysics training, I went to stay with my mother in Atlantic Beach, believe it or not, Virginia. I mean, North Carolina, mm-hmm. sorry. And then I was able to go up there.
Yeah.
It was close by,
yeah.
Right? And also, I started an Edgar Cayce, like, spiritual group.
Right.
In North Carolina when I was there. So, I mean, what are the odds? This is what's so, folks, are you getting this? Are you getting this this vibe here? Because I'm trying to get us both in here. I don't know. Let's see. Further back? This
works.
Good? This one works, but I don't know. Okay, that's good. So the moral of the story is, you know, you're born into a mother who's very clearly awake.
Yes, very awake.
Yes. Right. Can I just, I know this sounds horrible, but if I said to you that that's an earned, the soul has earned that privilege, do you think that's true?
Yes. That's part of why we are reborn over and over, is to learn soul lessons. And so when you master those, sometimes you go between lives to be a master teacher. Other times you decide to come back to help others learn their path. So absolutely, I believe my mother was a master teacher that taught me well.
And it's very interesting to have, I think, was your dad interested in this thing?
He became interested from my mother, but it was my mother that was the strong influence.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, this to me is what a blessing and what a gift. What a blessing and what a gift. I need to say it twice, because when you give a child that permission to be psychic, to be spiritual, to allow themselves to embrace their true nature, which is to be spiritual, right? And you're not condemning it or calling it names or making it out to be something it isn't. You know, that's why you're the master you are today. I mean, dare I say that as a bold statement, but I believe that's true, that you had the permission from the word go.
Yes. And I gave my children the permission, therefore, right? And so one daughter fully took permission, and she is a therapist now, and obviously, you know, believes in past life regression and soul lessons, and has, you know, led her practice to that place. And my son, who is, you know, does not work in the field, but here he has two twin girls, identical girls that are 7, and the conversations from the time they were 1 year old was, oh, who's the angel that came to see me, Nana, in the corner? And we have these long talks, and they talked about remembering their time between lives, and it's fantastic, right? But, you know, as my daughter learned when she left after, you know, college at 21, 22 and went to Atlanta, and she's like, Mom, most people do not have these conversations.
Oh, I know. My daughter
is strange.
Mine had the same problem. She's like, Mommy, you know, I can't believe that you so, you know, you just talked about all these things. Well, of course, because we're teaching,
right,
we're talking
right,
about them
right.
all the time.
Yeah.
And living them, not
yes.
just teaching them. Okay, so that's very interesting. So were you born? So my next question, and we, you know, we don't have to follow it, but were you born intuitive? Do you think you were born psychic?
Yes.
Okay. Most people would agree with that, I think. So I just throw it in there. And what is your earliest memory of waking up?
My earliest memory, funny that, and I have never talked about this anywhere, so here is a first, because yeah. it always kind of felt like, ooh, right, because I have a very right side logical, and then there's my highly intuitive side. So somehow it's like, wow, I don't know what people would think. All right, you asked it, I'll answer.
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
I was 10 years old. I was in the group that my mother had with Edgar Cayce folks that came over once a week, and they were doing a deep meditation work. So I went so deep, and all of a sudden my eyes were closed and they partly opened, and I could see, I saw men's feet with sandals, brown leather sandals.
The plot thickens. Go
and
on.
I looked up, and it was Jesus standing there.
Wow.
That was my first experience.
So what happened? What did he say? Did he look at you?
No, it was with the most kind eyes I've ever seen in my life. Kind face. But it so freaked me out that I kept shaking my head thinking, I'm making this up. I must be making this up. And he didn't go away. So I reclosed my eyes again until the end of the meditation. And then when people left, I told my mom. But I tell you, it was uncomfortable because it was my first into seeing Jesus of all people.
Well, did you go to church? Did you have a tradition?
Oh, yes. I was raised Methodist. We had the white gloves, the little pettifers. Oh, you know, mother took us to Sunday school every Sunday. So, yeah, so I had these both sides, you know, the very traditional, and then she had this whole other side to my mother. Mm. On top of which, you know, she was born a Jew. Both of her parents were Jews.
Well, welcome to the tribe.
Both her parents were Jews.
My father's
from
Jewish.
Poland.
Jewish. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, God, so don't we care at Cafe Esoterica Radio.
That's so funny.
But
she
grew up in Philadelphia, and she was so ostracized because nobody in the neighborhood was Jewish. She was so ostracized because her nose gave her away that she swore when she got older and married, she was going to marry somebody and have a different religious life. And not, yes. And so she raised us Methodists, right? And so, of course, I had the nose. Everybody says, I'm like, well, this is a difficult question.
Well, there is. It's interesting. You bring up a very, very interesting story because people can't believe my last name is Cohen. It's as Jewish as they get. But look at my face. It's not a Jewish face. My mother's Catholic. She was Catholic.
Yeah.
So I have similar story. I'm a mishmash, half-half, you know, bit of coffee, bit of cream.
Yeah, yeah.
And my ancestry is Irish and Scottish on my mother's side, which is what I told you. I'm only now really discovering some things about my Scottish side by watching Outlander. Do you watch Outlander?
Love Outlander! My favorite series!
Me too.
My father has Irish and Scottish in him, so I have that in me,
good.
Too.
We must be sisters born and adopted out at birth. What the hell is going on?
That's so funny.
Yeah,
never talking about those kind of things, right?
That's amazing. I'm shocked. I'm shaking from the shock, honestly.
I know, it's funny,
so
right?
Weird.
I know. You know, the more you talk, it's that 6 degrees of separation.
Yes.
So the more you talk and the more you talk, you know, you find the similarities.
Plus, we both have boys' names. I'll just throw that in for good measure.
My parents wanted a boy.
Mine too. I got Sean.
I got Petey.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be Peter after my father and grandfather.
I was Sean from my mother's Irish side. She didn't care that. But, you know, in 1956, yes, I'm giving my age away. I think she thought, oh, it's interesting. You know, and then you have, when we grew up in the 50s and the 60s, you have like girls named Bobby, right? And Randy. And, you know, and so you do see girls with boys' names, you know, type thing. But anyway, I digress. So, okay. So funny.
I know.
I hope are you enjoying this conversation out there? Because it seems to me it's just me and Beattie and having a laugh here. Okay, let me write something. Let me just check something before I go forward. Okay, no callers. We want callers. 8, area code 858-956-3204. If you are out there, look, we had Man for Peace join the conversation. I don't know who that is. I didn't say hello. Hello, out there. Okay, now, let me look at the time. We have 7 minutes before the first break.
Okay.
Let's go back to here. I want to put your website, because everyone needs to know your website, which is?
New Pathway to Healing.
NewPathwayToHealing.com.
Yes.
Just put it up there so it's shown up here. Do you want to type it in there for the Facebook fans? Can you do it on my computer?
Yeah. I'm used to an Apple, but I think I can
okay.
do this.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Where do we go here?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
You want me to do it?
It's coming in. Okay.
Here's your delete. Here's your delete.
Used to Apple. Here we go.
Uh, Okay, while you do that, let's talk about my next question. So you have your master's degree in marriage and family therapy, which is no easy feat. It's no easy feat. Can I just say that? If you do any therapy at all, right, and you understand how where am I going there? And you understand how what's the word? Powerful therapy is, and sometimes very painful.
Yeah.
So what occurs in a session with you? Obviously couples come, but do individuals come as well?
Oh yes, I do a lot of individual work. Couples, yeah. So,
walk us through a session, if you will, a little mini session, because I think you're available for these things, and people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if people are interested, if you have family issues, if you have issues with your, like mother-daughter issues or father-son issues or anything like this, ancestral inheritance, we should talk about that. Should we talk about that?
I mean, we can talk about anything.
Because we're going to go to your new book in a minute.
Right.
After the break. But, okay, let's talk about that. Because I find that's very interesting, ancestral inheritance. And also, so what is ancestral inheritance? We're trying to get the right picture. There we go.
Yeah.
What is ancestral inheritance?
Well, just to walk you a little bit through what a session would be. Because people are, and I do sessions around the world. It's become interesting with the internet and, you know, Facebook Live and Skype. You can really do sessions because it's just like, you know, we're here with you.
Yeah.
Even doing a past life regression. You know, as long as I can see you on the camera, you know, it's funny. I first started those. Sarah had visited Australia, and so I was like, let me see if I can do these from far away. And so her friends all signed up, piece of cake, right? So, but when somebody is coming in, obviously, and they're in pain, right, because people search out solutions when they're in pain.
Mm.
So, of course, first, you know, there is, you know, it's usually a 90-minute, sometimes it's 2 hours, the first session, because there's so much to a person's history. Mm-hmm. And to have to start and stop on a clock is so difficult. So getting a history, a good intake on a person, finding out, you know, traumas, things that are presenting as pain in their life, because that's almost always why someone's there,
mm-hmm.
is essential, because you need to know something about them. And then you start talking about their family of origin, and things start standing out, and you start seeing patterns, right? Patterns of behavior that are presenting again in their relationships, in the life that they're leading now. And it's very hard for people to see those patterns themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really hard because it's hard to see your own stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the purpose of therapy. Here is an individual blank slate. I don't bring emotion to it. I can analyze what's going on. People are like a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
You investigate and pull all those pieces together until it totally makes sense why they're in pain, what's presenting, and then you can begin to change, because awareness is change, right? You can't, without awareness, we have nothing. So we get those patterns and we pull these pieces together and we see if there is a past life, perhaps linked. You know, I have so many people that come in and say, I had a normal upbringing. You know, why do I have these phobias? Like, I really had a normal upbringing, you know. These cell memories present at different times in people's lives, often when the interruption happened in their past life.
Mm-hmm.
So when a death occurred, when a trauma occurred. So people can be totally fine for years and years, and all of a sudden at age 36, it's like, oh, I can't cross that bridge. No, I can't. And there's nothing that would explain it. So it's so interesting getting the history, and then you start to link it together. So you see if it's this lifetime. You see if it's the dysfunction from how they were raised. You see if it's a past life, fell perhaps, memory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where we walk through. It's an investigation to see where we need to go and what we need to create healing with.
Okay. So that's very powerful. That's very empowering, too. Now, normally on Cafe Esoterica, we have two musical breaks, and then we play music out on the end. And we arrived at the time for the first break. Now, let me tell you a little bit how this goes. I can play it on Blog Talk Radio, and I can play it on YouTube, but I can't play it on Facebook because they say to me, they block me because of the copyright. But when you do the YouTube one and you do the, and we're here, heard on Podbean and Acast and Stitcher and Spotify and yada, yada, yada. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to mute my sound on Facebook. So if anyone's still listening, looks like you might be, I don't know. Have we got any comments here, anything at all? Right. I have to mute it. We are going to play Barbara Streisand's On a Clear Day You Can See Forever.
Oh, my gosh. That's the song you're playing?
Yeah, that's the first one. I got a couple.
All right, let me just tell you. That was my mother's all-time favorite song that we played at her funeral.
Oh, my God.
All time. I know every word to every line. Favorite. Oh, my gosh.
I'm very sorry. I'm so happy that that's it. Now, we don't get cut off from Facebook. I'm sorry, Facebook. Talk to, you know, Mark Zuckerberg. I can't, you can't hear this, but we are playing this song.
Oh,
I'm just going to mute. I have to mute this. Otherwise, there's trouble in paradise. So let's see if I can. Here, let's see. Okay, open what? No, open sound. No, come on. Just want to turn the sound down. What's happening? I'm trying to find the thing that turns it down. Open sound. Oh, that's the wrong one. Come on. Volume here. I'll just do this. Okay. Hopefully they can't hear. Hopefully. Now let's see what happens. Here we go. You ready? Right. Here we go with the first song, which is On a Clear Day You Can Hear You Can See Forever by Barbara Streisand.
On a clear day, rise and look around.
That came so strong.
And you'll see who you are. On a clear day.
Thank you.
to turn the sound up. Here we go for Facebook. And come on, come in there. Come on. Oh, my God. Here we go. Okay. We're in. There's always a technical glitch. But so far, it hasn't been too bad. Let's just hope when we play it back, it works. Okay. So, Petey got a beautiful. Hi, Nicole. Hi. How are you? Petey got. Hi, Mandy. Let's say hi. Indu. Hello. Hello, everyone. We had a lovely moment there with my first song, which I pre-choose these songs because I have to put them into Blog Talk Radio, was On a Clear Day by Bab Streisand, the one and only, right? And Petey's mother's favorite song. Can't make it up.
Favorite. All time.
So we know Mom's here. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Okay, back to our questionnaire here, back to the interview. I want to talk about your new book. Yeah, they can still see us. They can still see us. Okay, that's not a problem. We're working two computers here. See? Where are you, though? Here. Got to get you in there somehow. It's a funny old thing, isn't it? How do I do it? Here. That's it. See my messy desk there? Okay. So, Now, where was I? I want to talk about the book that you wrote, and then we'll bring up your latest book. And I have some other questions, of course, but The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. Can we talk about that for a second, and then we'll go to Musings to Help the Soul?
Well, actually, I wrote the Musing book first.
Okay, so let's go there.
So there's a pattern in that.
Okay, so tell us about the Musings. I have something to read about that. Hold on. Dead air. Hold on. I have it somewhere. I think it's about your other book, your quote. Oh, that's your event coming up, which we're going to talk about too. I
already had that. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Where is it here? Read this bio. Okay. Just tell us what I can't find. It's in here. Go on. Tell us
so
about.
Where Musings to Help the Soul Remember came from.
Yeah.
Been paused.
What's pausing? Trying to reconnect.
Yeah.
Due to poor wireless connection, your video has been paused.
No.
How is that possible? It's on fine.
I don't know.
We could end it and try again, but let's see. That might be okay. Can people hear us? Ask. Hold on. Can you hear us out there in La La Land? Can you hear us? It could still be going on. You see the camera's still on.
Yeah, just trying to reconnect.
Can you hear us? Anyone? Yes, but there is a lag, hon. Okay, good. Okay, it's trying to reconnect, but I'm not going to touch it. Let's let it do its thing. Okay, let's talk about your book.
Musings to Help the Soul Remember.
Yeah.
So why I decided to write that book is I have been doing past life regression since 1991 when I was trained with Brian Weiss. And in doing my past life regressions, there started to be a pattern. So I would do a past life regression with a client. We would go between lifetimes, right, to do some more work. And all of a sudden, they would kind of tilt their head like they were listening. And then they would say, while in a hypnotic state, I have a message for you, Petey. And I said, yeah, okay, what's the message? And they're like, you're supposed to write a book. They're telling me you're supposed to write a book. And this happened. I mean, so when it finally got to about the 20th one of telling me this message, I started saying, okay. So what happened from that was, of course, you know, the topics were so fascinating that they would tell me from the spirit guides and the masters that I was really looking forward to when I regressed clients because I was like, I I'll get a message. And I'm like, no, no, this isn't about me. It's about them. So I decided to try to speak to spirit myself. So this is when I learned to talk to spirit. And I would go into deep meditation and I would channel messages. It took me about a year to get into this. And from that, they would give me musings every single day on different topics in nature. And I would read them, I look at Ron, I would read them at the dinner table to the whole family every night. Okay, here's a message from spirit today. And we would all discuss it. And they would be like, they're so great. You should do something with this. So from that came musings to help the soul remember, because when they're placed in nature, and so I made it as a journal, and that people can just open them up every day to whatever page, and that's the one they're supposed to have for the day. There's a space for journaling, and that's to help you remember between lifetimes.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, so that's where the book came from. That was my first book.
So when did that come out? What year was that published?
So that was about 6 or 7 years ago. Oh. I published that book.
Okay.
And that's on Amazon. It's on in Kindle or yeah.
Okay. So then the next thing was.
So then the next thing, I had just published that book, and I get an email from this man in Vancouver, and he said, he was called by spirit to publish a book with thoughts that changed people's lives forever. He said, and I read your book. He said, and I read how you learned to talk to spirit and how your goal in life is to help people remember the afterlife. And he said, I want you to be a chapter. So it's the 52 authors around the world of the thoughts that changed their life forever.
Wow.
So I wrote my chapter on how I learned to speak to spirit and how others should learn to as well.
That's so cool. That's so amazing.
So it was on the bestsellers list. Number one on the bestsellers list in Canada and Amazon when it came out. I know, it was great.
Dare I say it? Congratulations.
Yeah,
okay. That is great. That is really an achievement. See, unless you're a writer, all you want to be writers out there, especially if you're writing nonfiction, right?
Right.
It's very difficult what Petey's done. It's a real achievement. It's a real, real, real achievement. Oh, look, what's happening there? We're going darker and darker. I'm wondering, I'm asking Nicole can hear me. Because she's commenting.
She keeps commenting, so she can hear me.
Yeah, it says trying to reconnect, but it's looking very dark there for some reason. Can you hear us okay, Nicole? Please let us know. Otherwise, I'll stop it maybe and restart it, which I don't really want to do. But I just want to make sure we're cool. So let us know. Okay.
Oh, she commented. So
what'd she say? Absolutely.
That. My biggest thing is not only, but it's deeper. Yeah, okay.
Okay, Nicole, thank you. Thank you very much. So you can see us. Okay, that's cool. Okay, thank you. See, someone out there listening. Please, God. Okay, now, let's talk about your new book. And just the title is so profound and beautiful. Can you repeat the title for us, please?
So, again, this is Guided by the Truth, Honoring the Light Within. And I had the person that helped me design the cover, so she did, these are supposed to be thought bubbles. And so the thought came from spirit and down into the book. Because basically,
this is the
thought. So the bubbles come down from the heavens and in straight into the book. Because this was channeled straight from spirit. So I wrote the first chapter and I explained how this happened. Because I explained, because even though I was channeling messages, and I actually, you know, published those two books about them, again, the right side of my brain is, am I making this up? Is this possibly coming from me still? Even after all this work. And so one day I get a message, and it is because I channel every day and my meditation, and the message was, Petey, we're going to prove this is us and not you. And I'm thinking, how are you going to prove that? So And I write about this in the first chapter, how this happened. They gave me the exact minute my father was to die.
My God, that's very intense. That's very strong, isn't it?
Yes, and he was in a nursing home and not doing well after a surgery. He was 91. And the story of how that evolved and how Ron and I were sitting on either side of him and why I went to the nursing home, because they gave me the exact time and day. And I was, and I, even though I walked in and he's sitting up and eating cake a couple hours before, and I'm thinking, this is my imagination.
Yeah.
And come to find out, that's oftentimes how it happens, right? You know, he had a surge of energy, and then all of a sudden he just laid back down, and we were sitting on both sides of him watching the clock tick, because it was like, and on the minute they said, he drew his last breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
wow.
Okay, yeah. I believe it. Thanks. And then a week later, I'm saying, well, you know, maybe. They gave me three deaths. My father, our cat, and the friend of ours that died. They had me go and actually be a medium for him and his family. All of this is like, I don't want to do this. This is not something I really do in life. But they ask, and you have to say yes, because you have to follow your dharma, right? And so, yes, then I believed fully. And then they gave me every chapter in this book that came straight from spirit.
I can't wait to read it.
Straight from spirit. And with questions, so there's soul work at the end of each chapter, for you to remember the afterlife. Because once you remember the afterlife, all of these things that are happening to us as a human being in this life get so much smaller, because it's so much bigger. And there's all of these soul lessons that we're supposed to be learning. And so this is what this book is all about. This is totally channeled from spirit. So
wow, that sounds so beautiful. That sounds so powerful. I just want to do a shout out to not only Nicole, who is making sure that we can, you're selling me on that book, Nicole. Nicole, she's selling me on that book. I'd buy it. I know Petey, she's great, but well, I'm definitely buying that book. And also, I saw my ex-student, she's finished with me, my teachings now, Diane. I just want to give Diane a big shout out, Diane Worthington. Hello, sweetheart. Thanks for joining us. There she is. Hi. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Okay, she's also doing psychic work, right? I just want to say, if there's anyone out there who, because Petey is just proving everything today, and lovingly so, and a miracle upon amazingness, right? If you do the work, you know the old story, build it and they'll come? It's a bit like that. You have to put in the energy. You have to sit down and meditate. You have to get your pen ready to, you know, what comes to mind. Don't leave the pen across the room and the notebook somewhere else. And, you know, you've got to really do your due diligence to allow that manifestation to happen, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. Very important. I'm just saying this again for anyone who would like very much to tune in, you know, and be part of that process. And it is doable for every human being. It's just a matter of focus. You know, you're very gifted. That too, we have to say that. And that's important to acknowledge. But those gifts are earned over lifetimes. And as a past life regressionist, you would definitely agree with that, I know, right?
Yeah.
If you want a better life, you must put the work in. If you want to tune into spirit and get messages, you know, I'll tell you a story very similar, just a quick one. When Art died, I was having so much psychic stuff go on, right? And he was not a believer at all. He told me I was doing the devil's work. You know what I mean? It's a joke, but there you go. And when he died and he came 3,000 miles across the Atlantic Ocean from Pittsburgh, right, to contact me and talk to me, it was such a profound... I had it already with Glenn when I was 23 years old, right? And that these two men and many other people in my life continued to help me wake up. It's never a one-man band. You know, you come in with a gift, but you have to refine them. You're lucky your mother, here's the Edgar Casey group, right?
Right.
Here's the way to do it. And I must say this for my students. If you think you're just born and that's it and you do it, there are the odd people who do that. There are. But mostly we learn, we read loads of books, we meditate, we come to a point of investing in ourselves, right?
Yes.
I went to many, many courses, many, many classes, many, many lectures, you know, myself, and you did too. When you have an MSW in marriage and family counseling, that's a lot of school. So it doesn't come easy because it's not meant to come easy. You're meant to earn it. You're meant to be take it seriously and respect it. And if you work hard enough for something, of course you'll respect it. And you don't want someone to take it away from you. You can't ever lose it unless you abuse it.
But everybody has this gift.
Yes.
And you just have to find the gift within. Everybody has the gift to hear these messages and develop that intuitive side to you. You know, another big part of this was, you know, Kundalini yoga. I do have to say this.
Let's go there.
Because 8 years ago, I decided I wanted something different than the working out that I was normally doing. My daughter at that time was traveling, and she was in India doing yoga training. And she said, you know, Mom, I think you would love Kundalini, because that was a piece of her regular, her Hatha yoga training.
Mm-hmm.
So I Googled it. I found an ashram near me that I never even knew existed. I went to the ashram and I took my first class and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the missing piece that I have been needing. So I work so much on the mind and the soul. I missed the body piece. This is the body piece. This Kundalini yoga, you do kriyas, which are separate different exercises that tap into the pieces of the brain to create and help this intuitive. Kundalini yoga is known as the yoga of awareness. And then we did the meditations. I went so deep. And then we started chanting with all of these meditations. So I'm the teacher, right? So I can't help myself. I was going just to enjoy it, but I was so afraid I was chanting the words incorrectly. I signed up for teacher training for a year because I wanted to make sure I was saying the correct words. And then I started teaching it because I teach everything that I end up learning. But it's mind, body, soul. You can't work on just one area. It's all of it combined creates the channel. You have to open all of the channels. And I felt like Kundalini was enormous for me for that. So I just love that. If you've never taken a Kundalini class, I mean, I just sat there and I thought, oh, this is it. This is the missing piece I've been waiting for. When you chant those chants and you say these words and your tongue is touching different parts of your palate, it sends every message. When you go into a mudra, Gyan mudra, any of these, you're sending the message to the part of the brain to open it up. It's very scientific and it's awesome. I mean, I encourage anybody to try a Kundalini yoga class too.
It's a great, absolutely, I concur, I agree. I know that, you know, it's very interesting because wouldn't it be great, let's just go back a minute, wouldn't it be great if kids walked into kindergarten and they were taught meditation and yoga? Right?
So guess what? So my daughter was asked to teach mindfulness and yoga in the school system.
Oh my God, and I didn't even know that.
She went in and she has taught, and these kids have opened up. So they're trying to make it part of core curriculum
now.
Oh
my, wouldn't that be great?
Because these little ones, and you know, like I said, I have my twin, you know, little granddaughters, and they sit and I teach them how to meditate and they chant along with me. Oh my God, so precious, so precious. But it makes such a shift in everything that you do. It's incredible. incredible. I mean, really incredible. And that's why also, you know, like I said, when you first take a class or do any of this, when your soul resonates to what you're ready for, every piece of your body responds. Mm. So my daughter and I, and she's my youngest of, you know, six kids, and Sarah is 35 now. So she and I did two.
And you have six kids?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I
and
didn't
eight
know that.
Grandchildren.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
How do you have six kids? You started 12? What happened?
But there? I have to say, my daughter and I did two retreats last year, and we picked these wonderful houses at the beach because everything has to be by water for
me, right?
Yeah. Well, I did Kundalini yoga. She did her Hatha yoga. We did guided meditations to hear your angels' messages. I did group past life regression. We had a chef do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, vegetarian. We did morning meditations and evening meditations.
That's lovely.
We sold out in the first week. We put this on Facebook. We had 18 of the most fabulous women at this retreat, two retreats. I mean, everything we've done. This is what I'm saying. People are ready.
I'm ready. Can I go to the next one? Where do you hold them? In Florida.
In Florida. So one was in St. Augustine, and the other on right on the beach, and the other was on a river in Tampa.
Tampa. I know Tampa well. I don't know St. Augustine. Okay, folks, would you like to go to Petey and Sarah? It's Sarah, right? Your daughter?
Sarah.
I know it's Sarah, but it was the correct daughter.
Yes.
I know Sarah does yoga. Folks, if you're interested, get a hold of Petey. And you know her. We'll just say her website again, okay? New Pathways, all the W's. newpathwaytohealing.com. Okay, let me just say that again. If you want to join, and why not? My British listeners, fly over to Florida. There's such cheap flights now.
Yeah,
it's like $282 to Miami return.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that in the paper. So now let me just check. Yes, in schools this would be good. I agree, Diane. Absolutely. Same here. We are opening a retreat in Canada here.
I'll have you come to ours and do one. I'd love to. I love Canada. Where are you at in Canada? I love Canada. Love Vancouver. I love Vancouver. We love Toronto. We've been to, just all over.
Thank you so much.
Love it.
Okay, so cool. So there we go. Let's get you to do a retreat in Canada.
Well, you know, I am. So from this has come to the message. I'm supposed to do it on a bigger and bigger scale.
Come
right?
to London and do it.
So
I know people I can help you with.
So I was asked to join a speakers bureau. So I'm now with the Wisdom Speakers Bureau, and they do worldwide.
Wow.
So they're asking me, you know, so I'm going to be doing keynotes, especially for women's groups, to raise awareness and wake up people to all of this. So
oh my God.
I'd love to do one over here for sure.
Okay. I used to work.
Oh, British Columbia. She's in.
That's beautiful.
Oh, I've never been there. Contact me for sure. I'd love to come
Nicole,
and speak there.
Nicole, Petey's on Facebook. Just look her up and add her as a friend. Okay. That's so cool. Cool.
Yeah,
that is
for
cool.
Sure.
I know. I was going to say, I know people here who run yoga groups and centers, right? And one of them is my friend, Jo, and she teaches special yoga. She teaches for autistic children, but she runs all kinds of yoga stuff, okay? So we'll definitely hook you up.
Cool.
We'll hook you up, baby.
Love to come back to
it.
London.
Yeah.
I'm here.
London is a great place.
Love it.
It is.
Love it.
We're having weird weather, but that's
we think it's wonderful.
That's London.
From 90s and humid in Florida, this is a dream.
Okay.
This is 72 and wonderful.
It's cooling down a bit now. But we never had such hot weather in London ever. Ever recorded history.
They knew I was coming.
Yeah.
They made it wonderful. They knew I was
coming. That was a couple weeks ago.
I know.
Okay, I will contact you. Look at that.
Oh, great, Nicole. Look forward
Thank
to
you,
talking
Nicole.
To you.
Okay, I think, we're at the top of the hour. Now guess what happens here.
Music, what are you playing? I get it. I get the format.
Now, I am a huge the Moody Blues.
The favorite of all that I, oh, Nights in White Satin was my favorite.
Okay,
time.
It's not nice. Oh,
not I would have nice. Fallen off of the chair.
But,
it'd been nice.
But it's close.
Okay, what is it?
It's called The Voice.
Oh.
It's all about listening to the voice within. And I thought about you and all the channeling and all the musings, and I thought it's a match made in heaven, this song, for this show.
So, folks, we're going to take our break at 8 o'clock, top of the hour. We still have a half hour to go. And if you would like to call in and speak to Petey, please do. Oh, we have a caller. Look at that.
Oh, there.
Area code 415. We're going to get to you as soon as we come back from The Voice by the Moody Blues. So we're going to have a little break, 5 minutes, and we'll be back, and we'll take that caller. I have to turn down the sound. I'm so sorry, my lovely Facebook people, but they'll block us with the, if I don't. I don't want to, but just hang with us. Look at these gorgeous nails. There's a lot of love coming in there.
Thank you.
Sending it back.
This is fabulous, right?
I'm over every year.
Every week. Come in. We co-host the show together. Okay. Well, oh, my caller left.
Aww.
Aww. Come on. It was just a song. Come back. Come back. Here we go. Moody Blues, The Voice. Very magical song. It was too loud. I always record. Okay, we're back. Cafe Esoterica Radio. Sean Cohen is your hostess with the most, and we have the lovely and fabulous P. Silvera here with us live in my living room in London. Here she is, folks. And I just want to say hi, Charlie. Hello, Charlie Shoshona from Israel.
Nicole said, most beautiful province in Canada.
Right. So we were talking about that.
Like, where is that?
So, okay. Now, so what am I doing? Oh, we have a caller. Okay, let's go to the caller before
sure.
we move on. Let's
sure.
have one caller in. Okay. Sure. Area code 307. You're on the air. If I can get your mic up. Hold on.
Hi.
Hi, who's this, please?
This is Alyssa.
Alyssa,
can you say your name? Can you say it again?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, hi, Alyssa. You're here with Petey
hi.
And Sean. How can we help you?
Okay. I read. This is my first time calling in, but I read on your guys' things that you guys specialized in past life.
Yes, that's my guess, Petey.
Okay,
yes.
And I was just wondering, I've always been really curious about what my past life was like. I know I've had some.
Uh-huh. Well, we've all had some. and no
yeah.
one has not had any. So, but Petey is a past
yeah.
life regressionist. So, you want to take this, answer this?
Yeah, so when you're interested, and especially when you're feeling a calling to do a past life regression, it means that your soul is ready to resolve something or see something or renew a cell memory from a past lifetime. And so I would definitely follow your instincts to contact somebody in your area that is a trained past life regressionist. I mean, sometimes you can just Google trained with Brian Weiss. I mean, there's certainly other people but just to have the good training, you can Google that and find somebody in your area if you want to do it in person.
Yeah, that's another problem is I live in Wyoming, and so the spirituality, and they're just really behind in times here. And I've looked for groups to join for to learn more about healing and crystals, and there's nothing around.
Well, you are welcome to contact me if you wanted to do a past life regression by Skype, or that's perfectly fine. If you wanted to do some spiritual counseling, we could also do that. I work with people all around the world. So if you're feeling called
okay.
to do that on some level, I follow that.
Okay, and how much does that cost?
I think she'll tell you when you contact her, right? If you want to tell them.
Yeah, because it varies as to how much time that you want. So it just, everybody
okay.
something different. If, they want to go between lifetimes, if they want to do one lifetime or two lifetimes. So it just varies. It's kind of a prescription that I write after I do the interview with each person as to what they need. That makes sense?
Well, we lost the call.
Okay.
Get in touch, Petey. The phone's calling. Somebody's calling. That's why you hear that buzzing sound. We will not be answering it, but okay, that's that. Get in touch with Petey and go to her website, and it's all listed there, okay? And when you find, the drop-down, right, all the menus there, and just email her, right?
Yes.
What's your email address?
It's Petey Silvera, my name, at mac.com.
Right.
So it's Petey Sil, V as in Victor, Eira, at mac.com.
Now, you know what's funny? That Charlie Shoshona, my ex-boyfriend from Israel, all these years later, is shown up on my feed here. Hi, Charlie. I used to say to Charlie, I know you from another life.
Oh, well, I believe that.
Of course. And we're connected to people lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, right? And we come from soul groups, which I'm sure you could communicate, right?
Yes.
And I think it's interesting and timely that he showed up. I had so many dreams about him being Chinese. Of course, he's Israeli. He's this big, hunky Israeli, you know, guy. He was a magician, believe it or not. I've dated a couple magicians in my old age, in my young age, I should say. But I can tell you,
when I met my husband, yeah. Ron, and literally, and this is what we're on, 29 years ago,
yeah.
We went out the first time, and we were dancing, and it was like, oh my God, I've missed you so much. And it just came out of my mouth. And I was like, and he kind of looked at me because he didn't really know a lot about this. And he was like, you have? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have missed you so much. And it was just there. It was a cell memory. It's clear as day. Clear as day.
So this is really good to take us to topics like soulmates, twin flames, right? Kindred spirits.
Yes.
And let's go there for a minute and a half, because, or 10 minutes or whatever. I'm just watching the clock. We have, we don't have much time left, actually. We finished the show at 8:30. And I need about 8 minutes before we finish. So let's talk about that quickly. I mean, we have loads of things here we could still talk about. But let's talk about soulmates and twin flames. Let's talk about them.
I mean, everybody has them. I mean, because you have, and you know what, I have to add this, because I do past life regression for, as I said earlier, people that come to me when they're in pain. So after we do some of that work, what I have found that I love to do, love, is I will do a past life regression for the greatest love of any lifetime they ever had. And when they reconnect with that cell memory, it is like a rebirth in them.
Wow.
That then puts an energy into the universe that attracts a similar vibration.
Oh my God, we're not on.
And, oh, we're not on?
Hold on.
She said she heard everything
you said. Well, she's talking, so how come this is showing it's not?
No, it's fine.
Okay, well, let me just double check. Come on. Sure, it's not fine. Okay. Come on. Sound. There we go. Sound. Okay, guys. Sorry if you couldn't hear us. Let me know. Okay. I was saying hi to Charlie and with my ex-boyfriend from Eilat, from Israel. And hi, Charlie. Hope you're well. And we're talking about soulmates and twin flames. So let's just caption that again. Go on.
Right. So I love to do past life regressions where people find the greatest love of their lifetime. It reawakens the cell memory and it brings it to the forefront. And so many times people that haven't had that type of love then reconnect with their similar energies and twin flames and soulmates. It's a wonderful thing. I also do past life regressions to find out what people's greatest strengths were in past lives, just to bring the cell memory alive. So oftentimes after we do these past lives, people find they can paint now. They can sew now where they never used to. It's so fascinating. You can reawaken all these memories. So it's just not to heal pain. It's also to reawaken a higher level vibration for positive lifetimes. So to find the greatest love of a lifetime, I think is fabulous.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well worth the investment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Heard you the whole time. Thank you, Nicole.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Because the computer is saying opposite, but that's good. Okay. We're going to have to almost wind it down. We have about 5 minutes left. So I wanted to ask you about your seminar on past life regression and spiritual healing, which is coming up September, you don't have a date yet, but 2019.
Yes, and it may be October. I'm not sure. I'm still pulling that together. So I did the seminar, an all-day one, a one-day all-day in May, and it was a great success. So I'm doing a group past life regression in it, but I do the whole morning talking about what is soul lessons and past life regression and reincarnation. So it helps to go in when you do the regression, you understand it on one level, and then intuitively you can pull in on the next level. So yeah, one day seminars, I just love doing those. They're fabulous. And people, if you go to my website, you'll actually see the video they did. It's called a sizzle reel. So it's a 3-minute, or it's on YouTube too. If you go to PD Silvera, it's on my channel, and it's highlights from that event. And so I'm going to be doing more one day events, because some people can't get away for a whole weekend. And so a one day is good. So yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, thank you, Nicole, for helping us there. I appreciate it. And hello, Dominic, who's joined as well. Okay, I want to just, this is the final thing, and then I have to go into a couple things for the show. God, there's so many I could talk to for hours. How am I going to choose one? Jeez. Okay, so let's talk about, you want this one. Which one?
No, I don't care.
You're a Kundalini yoga teacher, right? We did Kundalini.
Yeah.
Your own radio show, which is called New Pathways to Healing.
Well, it's still on. So if anybody's interested, and I did 5 years on Blog Talk Radio of the New Pathway to Healing Blog Talk Radio show. All of that, all of each sessions and radio shows are on Blog Talk Radio. So you can actually go to my channel on Blog Talk Radio and pull them up. And it's all inspirational leaders from the world. I mean, there is some fascinating. I mean, Dr. Norm Shealy. I mean, I could go on. And it was fascinating to be able to access some of these big names, because lots of people like to be interviewed. And new thought musicians. And so it's a whole 5 years of shows. So you
a
can
lot,
still
yeah.
access that on Blog Talk Radio.
That's the thing about Blog Talk Radio. They do archive your shows,
yeah.
which is
yeah.
great. It's worth the money just to do it. And finally, I had this question, which was kind of my last question here, if there could be one. Petey and Ron and I are going out for dinner, so there'll be lots more chat. We wish you all could come with us, but okay, here we go. So I have, what is your takeaway from all your work, if you had to say one statement that covers it all? For John Lennon, it was probably "All You Need Is Love," which, you know, I think would be his one statement, right? What, if any, would be yours?
Remember the afterlife and you will be at peace. Total peace. Do the work to remember the afterlife and you'll be at peace.
Fantastic. Petey, it's been wonderful to have you on Cafe Esoterica
Thank
Radio.
You.
To fly across the Atlantic Ocean and join us here. Join me here. I'm so privileged and happy. Thank you
Thank
so much.
You.
Thank you and Ron, who's in the background there, for coming. And we're going to leave you with the usual, which is in this metaphysical moment. First, I'd like to just remind you, next week, Linda Moon Zlotnick, half Russian Jew herself, by the way, just throwing that in. And in this metaphysical moment is, here we go, believe or no. When someone asks you, do you believe? Do you stop and think, feeling unsure? How does one just know as opposed to believe? Experience. If not for personal experience, we would only ever just believe but not know. So the wise universe sends us back to live on this planet and many others to get to know. In this metaphysical moment, I cherish the rich tapestries of lives I've experienced in the many lifetimes of being me, whether a man or woman, straight, gay or bi or asexual, white, black, brown, yellow or red, or any shade in between, rich or poor, master or student, I am a multi-dimensional energy, which means my soul continues on in many dimensions and in many lives, past, present,
and future. And while I contribute, love, learn, express, and educate others, and they to me, I am a part of the vast whole who wants us all to keep growing, keep learning, keep loving, forever evolving into mastery, knowingness, or gnosis, and wholeness. Thank you, everyone, for coming along. Thank you, Petey Silvera and her husband, Ron. Thank you all for showing up on Facebook, YouTube, and Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to play us out with a beautiful song, which is pretty magical, about spiritual women, called Crystal. And it's written by Buckingham Hicks. So this is before they joined Fleetwood Mac, believe it or not. And we'll love you and leave you with that. And thank you, everyone, and particularly thank you to Petey. Get in touch with Petey if you want to have a past life regression, or buy her book, right? Spiritual people on my show every week. So come on, guys. This is for you, right? Here we go. And let's see. Crystal by Buckingham next.
Do you always trust your first initial feeling, special knowledge holds truth, bears believing. I turned around and the water was closing all around, like a glove, like a love that had finally found me. Then I knew in the crystalline knowledge of you.
Throw me through the mountain, through the crystal.
Okay, so we're almost out now. I just want to thank again my lovely, beautiful guest, very wise woman she is too, Petey Silvera, and please check her out. Check out her her website, which is newpathwaytohealing.com, and check her out on Facebook. And also, if you're interested, she's got a past life regression seminar coming up. September, we think, right?
Yeah, check the website.
So check the website. Her book, beautiful new book, Guided by the Light, Honoring the Light Within. Please get that. It's on Amazon. And if you have any questions for Petey, see her website, see her on Facebook, right? And we'd like to say thank you to, I'd like to say thank you to all my listeners near and far, and thank you to Facebook for coming online. Thank you for YouTube. I'm out. We're going to go have dinner now. Goodbye and God bless. Bye, everyone. Okay, that's it. We're out on, let's see, end here. Okay, bye. Thank you, guys, for all the hearts and the thumbs up. Very nice. Thank you. Okay, so we're out there. We're not out here yet. I always say a little bit after I finish. Let me end episode here.